to order. We have all supervisors except for one. Mr. Birthday Boy is, oh, well, I'm sorry, Supervisor Gable is no longer with us.
Ow, that hurt.
Didn't show up at the meeting. Didn't show up yesterday. So, and our youth and governance are not here tonight.
And this is Kenosha Unified spring break. So it's possible that...
Oh, you know what? I did get a message from one of them that's on a cruise.
Could be traveling.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one, though.
I was going to say, when I was at spring break, that meant I worked full-time.
Yeah.
I got to put in more hours.
Exactly. So, okay. Director's report.
I just shared with you the invitation to the 2012 Wisconsin Associated County Extension Committee's WASAC Annual Conference. And I did email it as well. So the email link included the registration form. I am sharing this with you, although I do understand that until next week you don't fully know what your 2012 committee assignment will be. So I'll also share this with the members who are identified as members of the PDEC committee as well. But I just wanted you all to be aware of it because you have served on the committee for a year. And in technicality, you're a member of the County Extension Committee and this association statewide. And in all actuality, it's going to be a fun one. I mean, they're going to do a centennial celebration at Lambeau Field on Sunday night. And so, yeah, it will be fun. And so you, as county board supervisors, I'd say if you want to even just go up just for that night, the registration information is there and check it out. It could, I do think it'll be a pretty, hopefully, fun event. So I just wanted to make you all aware of it and let you know that you are invited.
I'm happy to see that you are not the chair on this.
I have a question.
I'm not.
What is, I read this earlier, I can't find it right now. What are you guys donating to the silent auction? What is Kenosha County?
That would be the committee members donate,
okay.
As extension committee members. This is your association.
Oh.
Actually, let me repeat that. This is
your
association.
Okay, so clarify, please, because as a committee, we would, or
you
each
can
individual
choose to?
Person.
As a committee.
As a committee.
Okay. Yeah, and in the past we've done donations, excuse me, it wasn't a donation. We actually purchased, I think, Kim, you purchased Jelly Bellies, the belly
no,
flops or something.
No, those were actually
were
donated.
Those donated?
Those were donated. What,
it just depends
on tools donated.
Yeah,
something.
Some years the committee members
oh, nice.
Know people and say, I can get a donation, and so whatever is collected among the committee members who are going. And not every year have individuals gone either. So it's just whatever the committee members donate and take up to contribute to the auction.
Yeah. I think Mars Cheese Castle donated some cheese.
I think you're right 1 year, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you know of anyone who wants to donate anything.
Jim Cruiser should offer his gardening services.
He can come to my house and do gardening.
Yeah, really.
So I'm going to get rid of my playset.
The other thing I just want to report is that, unfortunately, next month, the May 9th meeting, and I also know this will be the meeting of the new committee, I'm not going to be able to be here because that's Leadership Kenosha graduation. And being the facilitator of Leadership Kenosha, I need to be there. Actually, Kristen will be joining me as the program facilitator piece. So we'll be, we won't be here. And I know, I don't know what to say. It'll just have to be new committees and... rely heavily on the staff in the office on that event.
It will be a short meeting.
And very entertaining, I'm sure.
Yeah. It could be short, yeah. Sweet.
Okay. Youth and governance recommendations. You'll be happy to know I was not drinking this time. And see, there's no microphones to capture this.
She does have a recorder, though, just so you remember.
I was not drinking this time.
And I'm passing these out with your name on it because this is information that after tonight's meeting I'm going to collect, because until it's presented to the new county board chairperson, we're going to collect all the information, as you can imagine. This is until we get the final appointments from the county board chair. It's just a recommendation, and so I'll collect the information. But I'll turn, the chair is going to present the work of the interview committees.
And first of all, thank you for everyone who participated in this. I know that it was got to be kind of long. It was quick getting all those kids through there, but I think everyone did a really good job of interviewing and scoring all the kids. So on the back is all the scores that we had. I just went right across the columns for each one of them, and then I added them all up. This is how they fell. You'll see that the ones that are highlighted, these are the youth from the high schools that are typically not represented. So we wanted to make sure that we pulled them first and found a slot for them, because if we don't, we'll probably get in trouble again. So we pulled those out, put them in the slots, and then we started at the top and just went down until we had the 14 slots filled. You will notice that Annalisa Potter and Emily Rowe both ended with 182, and that was the cutoff. So one of them had to move to an alternate position, and the other one was actually put into a committee position. We went back and we looked at the interviews, and as we looked at them, we had some more discussions. We did weight the fact that our two youth gave her higher scores, gave Emily higher scores than they did for Annalisa. A lot of times when we have to look at these, we take into consideration the youth over top of the supervisors, only because the youth have a better BS radar than some of us do at this point in the game. So that was kind of interesting. It was the way that they had scored them. So getting past that, we did put Emily on one. Unfortunately, she ended up with slot number 5 because we had to stick her somewhere, and 1, 2, 3, 4 were all taken, so 5 was where it ended up, which ought to be interesting because she ended up on the executive committee. As you can see on the front side of it, we have all of our youth, 14 youth, placed in their committees, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight. If anyone has any questions about where the youth were placed or how they were placed, we can certainly have a discussion about that, and if we need to, we can move them around. And then I do have the 5 alternates listed down below.
And I'll just add that we have had alternates step up and take a seat. It happened this year, so it is very plausible that an alternate will end up filling a committee role.
And you guys probably don't remember any of the people.
I was just thinking that.
No, I do.
I was going to say, do you? I was going to say, you probably wish you had the pictures, because the pictures are so helpful to be able to see.
I remember Trevor John. That's about all I remember. I think there's not all the rest of it.
Are most of these kids seniors? Or will they be seniors, or will they be juniors?
Actually, you have some that will be juniors as well.
Okay, just wondering, do we kind of rate that if there's a cutoff where we want to, where someone else might have another chance next year? Do we take that into consideration at all, or no?
We haven't.
Okay.
We've had everybody sort of compete on a level playing field.
And actually,
I would say this year, probably more sophomores did better than your juniors. Mm-hmm. In previous years, there was really, I think, a more a disparity where you could just tell that the sophomores were less polished, less confident. And this year, I think we got 2 sophomores who really outshone some of the juniors.
Right.
So.
And is that the Trevor Foster? He was the sophomore, right?
It's the Michael. Virigilo, for sure. And I think there is one more. But Michael, for sure, is a sophomore.
Oh, yeah, Trevor Foster is he's going to be a senior.
My question is, what are the numbers here?
Oh, these are how the numbers here are actually
how they ranked
where they wanted to be placed on the committees.
Okay.
And I always try to do first, second, and third, but sometimes it just didn't work. Jacob Genther is Tom Genther's son. So he wanted judiciary and law, and then he wanted joint services, and then he wanted public works. But I always try to take the number ones first.
Yeah, joint services, right?
Tom Genther is the director of joint services. Yeah. Just as Dustin Bath last year had wanted to be on judiciary and law, and then he wanted to be on there was something else, finance, yeah, and I didn't think that that would be very ethical. He did not want to be on highways.
He ended up on
highways. Oh, is that
yeah,
where he
was?
Oh, okay.
With us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they almost all got their first, second, or third choice. I think there's only two of them that didn't, and so that, it's just, but that's
right.
Really,
that's pretty good.
It's very good, and that's what we try to tell them. Is that
yes, and as you know, supervisors don't really have a choice of where they sit. We just get placed where, when the... Pardon?
Committee-wise.
Right, committee-wise.
Yeah, not where we sit at the desk.
No, we don't get a place where we're sitting. We don't get a choice of where we're sitting on our desk either.
No, people didn't like that. I suggested that.
I got a question.
Yes.
Supervisor Collins. No. Yeah. I believe there was a youth and governance that was on the committee now. He wasn't. I don't see him back on.
Right, and you can take a look at his rankings. His
yeah.
name is Gerlin Gruwall.
Yeah. yeah.
And so look at his score, 175. Okay. He ranked pretty low in the interviews.
I mean, is this a common thing? Do you see this, or this? I'm just
no,
curious.
It happened last year. I think two did not return last year. So
okay.
we have.
So
we
this
have,
is something that
we have seen it happen, and we always tell the youth every year it's a new year. Just because you've served on a committee, it's
right.
not a guarantee
no
you'll
guarantee.
Get in a second year. So
the young guy was there last year.
What
yes,
he's there now.
What
he's
is he
serving on, I want to say legislative, but I'm not 100. Are you
no,
know?
He's in
no,
finance.
It's finance.
He's in finance.
No, he's not in finance. I don't think.
I believe so. I remember him saying.
I don't think I remember
well,
seeing him
services?
At finance.
Maybe judiciary
law. Judiciary law. Yeah, no, he's not on finance. Finance is a female and that other young. Listen to me, I'm getting too old. John would be right here. He'd tell me right away what that young. Ah, look at this. I just happen to have it. Gerlin is on joint services.
Oh, okay.
That's why we don't know.
See?
That's why we don't know.
He's yeah. serving on joint services, yeah.
So have these youth been contacted yet?
No, and they cannot be until we get the approval or the recommendation of the county board chair. So your role tonight is to accept this as a recommendation to the county board chair as if you want to as presented or changes. And then we hold on to this, and then as chair of the committee, Kim presents it to whoever becomes the county board chairman.
Right, and because we need to move the process along fairly quickly, Tuesday, after the chair and the vice chair are nominated and approved, after that meeting, I will have a quick conversation with whoever the chair is at that time, show them who our youth and governance committee recommendations are, get their blessing, hopefully, because they don't know our process and they don't know any of these people, basically. So we're going to hope that they're just going to bless it, and I can give it back to Teddy the next day, and she can get the letters out saying, congratulations, you've been chosen. This is your committee assignment.
May will
sure
be their
May
orientation.
May 17th will be your orientation.
You all heard the speech at the interview. How many times?
Are you going to have the day of tours again?
Yes.
Okay. If you could let us know, that would be outstanding, especially for the new supervisors.
Yes.
I can definitely
do
that.
It was wonderful when I went 2 years ago.
Thank you. We've tentatively scheduled it for June 27th.
Yes. I have a listing of the youth from the Salem general population. I have two board members that are going to be working with me. I'm going to give them the list. I'm actually going to have the clerk over there make sure that they are in the voting area for the town of Salem. Once she has established that, we can send out letters to them just asking if they want to come for an interview, and I think our interview process will be much shorter than the one here, but I want to get it within the next 2 months. It won't be. We'll have four.
Oh, okay. Well, how many are candidates?
You know, our challenge is we didn't ask people to put what municipality they're from, and when you look at an address, it's hard for us to tell. So we're going to just kind of share the general addresses with the town of Salem and say, you're going to have to decide if they fit into the municipality.
Yeah.
It's hard to know by an address.
And Cindy should be able to look at the addresses real quick on the computer to find out if they're in the voting area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have a breakout from the first night of interviews to the second night of interviews? It seems to me that a lot of these youth were chosen off the second night, because I don't see a whole lot of the names that...
Oh, you know, I don't know that she... We can't put them in anything. She just put the, all the figures in the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
I don't know that you did that. I think you just put the numbers
I remember most of it.
Or do you think that you were easier on
our
card?
I don't know. I just wondered if we had that.
Well, I think if you count... Oh, you can't do it on this one.
No,
never mind. Because they're all numerical now.
Yeah.
I honestly don't
if
know.
If you just count down the first 14, then that would be the first night.
I was just curious.
But yeah,
I mean, it does happen.
I was just going to say, I don't remember most of these names, so I assume they were on the first night.
It does happen sometimes. If you have one night that's particularly stronger than the others for some reason.
Yeah.
It's happened once or twice before.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know why that is either.
Yeah.
I thought
the first night was stronger than the second night.
Really?
Yeah. Or was the constant? What do you think, Teddy?
I'm trying to think. There were some, but there were some really surprises in that second
group.
There always are surprises. I'm just impressed with their...
Yeah, that last one that came in on that second night was really surprising.
What was his name?
James Jelling, the second one on there.
Oh, okay.
Who is going to be...
Yes, I remember it. He liked to be called Jimmy.
Jimmy, that's right. Yes, he wanted to be called Jimmy.
I just like to say, you know, this is the first time that I've been part of this process, and it was pretty enlightening, and actually pretty rewarding to do this with you. I mean, for supervisors that haven't done it, you know, I mean, it really opened your eyes to...
Well, it can almost restore your faith in youth.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I mean...
Some aspect,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, wow, they're just amazing kids.
And then you say, why aren't they living next door to me?
They're just amazing kids doing some amazing things.
So if anyone, if there are no more questions, I would entertain a motion.
Here.
Supervisor Holman? I heard you go.
No.
Yeah.
I noticed there's no one from Wilma.
Yes, there is.
Yes.
There is?
Yes. Justin Schweitzer.
Yes,
he is going to be on...
He's in the gold, right above St. Joseph.
Oh, so the gold got...
Yes, the gold were all automatically moved over to the...
Gotcha. Okay, I didn't catch that. I thought you went just straight down.
No. She highlighted the gold because we try to get representation from every high school that nominated so that you get that broad breadth across the county.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Missed that.
Make a motion to approve the recommendation for the youth governance.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Esposito and a second by Supervisor Holman. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Okay.
I'll collect those papers now.
Oh, can't take these?
I'm very particular about this until...
I wrote the names on them and to be able to do my little check that I have everybody's but one.
He's my email.
I already snapped a photo and posted it on Facebook.
I was going to say, he's over there scanning it and sending it in.
David's got his phone.
Thank you all very much. It's just it's a good process. And thanks for your continued support. The nice thing now will be is they sit on committees that you will be on. Some of you, depending on what night you interviewed them, you'll be able to, they'll know a friendly face, which will be
nice. And then don't forget that I'll be trying to find mentors for all these youth, too. So.
I'd be happy to be a mentor if I was here assigned to.
Okay, good.
Ditto regardless of committee.
Dan?
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
For that strong.
I mean, it all depends on what committee I'm on, too.
I know you're not in town. They're pretty good at texting, though. We'll have to see. Okay, well, that was it for the youth and governance. Mm-hmm. Okay, educator updates.
I can go first. Okay. I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of what's going on in the 4-H world. In February,
the Kenosha Boys Council have held their 30th annual Pinewood Derby. There's 125 cars that raced. With a slight glitch, I have learned to double check with my team to make sure the internet is turned on all night. Otherwise, you can't use the computer system you purchased to run the Pinewood Derby. So, luckily enough, there's one of the Kenosha IT guys happened to be a parent, was in the building, helped me download the statistics and stuff, and got me up going, so we were able to switch back up to the computer mode and move on through. So we're not too bad without a hitch. The second thing is, the Brass Bulldogs 4-H Club hosted their community service with Brass School in hosting their Pinewood Derby night that following Tuesday. So I did two Pinewood Derbies back to back. They had 70 youth participate, which is really awesome. Wow. For a Brass Community School. That's part of their community service project for them to give back to the school for letting them use the gym and things like that. So the parents there was amazing. The kids had a great time. They got first, second, and best of show trophies, so that was pretty nice. And then a few things. Just want to let you know what some of the clubs are doing. Bristol Challenge has been collecting food for the Shalom Center. And also they did cleanup of the cemetery as community service things. Summers Chargers just got a yard grant received for doing recycling bins out at the Kenosha County Fair and helping to collect plastic bottles and stuff like that. Since there didn't seem to be enough, they thought recycling containers out at the fair. So they're going to put together some recycling containers so there's more ability at the fair for their community service project. And then after this year, they're hoping to go in, make it a big thing, and hook up with all the other clubs through Kenosha County and do a best decorative containers contest, and then display them throughout the fair. So that's what they're hoping for next year after this. The fourth thing is the projects are very much heavily into their meetings and getting underway. The fishing project is taking a field trip to the fish hatchery in Lake Mills. The horse are getting the workouts and mini camps ready for pre-fair judging and learning how what judges are going to expect and how they should ride and things like that. And then after that, the big thing that's coming up for the council is on April 23rd is the council's holding the Arts and Communications Festival. This is where Clover Buds all the way through high schoolers have an opportunity to give a demonstration, a speech, play their musical instrument, do a play, any different types of stuff like that. So if you're free, it's a Monday night, it's here at the KCC, so we invite you to come and attend. And then also with that, they do a photography portion too, where kids can bring in pictures and we'll put them up against the wall and they'll get feedback on a judge judging their photography, so they have a chance to practice all this stuff before the fair comes. So it's a way to get them the public speaking.
That's a lot.
Yes, it's a lot.
And you're gearing up for summer.
And we're gearing up for summer. May is coming around the corner, so I have kids getting excited and ready to finish all their projects, fill out entry forms to the county fair, and then send them in and get them back, and then get everything done in the county fair. Along with that, do the record books of what they accomplished this year, and get those turned in, and get recognized for it. So we're gearing up again for the end and the beginning all at the same time the next couple months. So.
What are you doing with the recycled containers?
The recycled containers, they're going to put out at the fairgrounds, and they're going to be able to have people recycle like their plastic bottles that they get, paper and things like that that gets handed out that they may not have wanted that they picked up, just things like that. There's a lot of, around the barns anyway, some of the kids stay overnight, and there just apparently doesn't seem to be a lot of recycling bins, and they end up with cans in the manure spot where they're trying to take out to the fields and stuff, and so they're trying to help take that, eliminate that problem away.
Cool. Any other questions? Okay, next.
We'll just go down here.
All right, so for the past few months, you've been hearing me and Steve talk about, Steve and I, talk about the community snapshot we were working on with
United Way, so I can finally distribute these. And this was a project that I think we started in December. They asked us to look at a bunch of different statistics to just get a feel for where Kenosha County is in terms of, well, as it says, socioeconomic health. And they asked us to look at the three main categories that United Way funding nationally falls under, which are education, health, and income. So we had a big meeting about this. Actually, Teddy facilitated it during our typical COWS meeting, and we had, I think, 50 community representatives come and do small table discussion around these three categories about the goals for the community for education and health. I was going to go through some of these statistics, but I guess they mostly speak for themselves. And you'll see right in the middle we have some beautiful maps from the Applied Population Lab. Yes, and they're going to come speak to COWS in April about some of this demographic information for nonprofits. Teddy, at the meeting?
That's it in a nutshell.
It's a good event. Good event.
If you have any questions about any of this data, obviously, it's you and I can help.
Yeah, I'll read through this later. Yeah, it looks very detailed. You guys did a lot of work on this. Thank you. You're up, Steve. Anything?
Yes, Madam Chair. I have to apologize because I basically work on three or four ongoing projects, and I don't have anything really different to say from that. But the status of the needs assessment for ADRC is that we're in the data crunching stage at this point. I've facilitated all of their focus groups. I have presented a draft report of the findings from those focus groups. They're going through their data compilation on the surveys that they've distributed, and that's going to be a huge job. On the Kenosha Public Museum strategic planning, that has begun. It's going very well. There are seven meetings scheduled. We've gone through four of those meetings. They're working hard. I'm working hard. The hardest part is yet to come. So I think if things continue to go the way they are, we're in the process. And we've developed a lot of trust on the part of the staff, which is always helpful. The other longer-term thing I've been working on is over. That's this. And we were glad to see that that turned out, well, I think, pretty well. Two things that are still kind of, they're on the front burner, but they're not boiling yet, is the countywide broadband project where, you know, I've been talking to HireCom, which is the contractor that's deploying the system, about ways to market broadband to the community without marketing particular service that's being provided. In other words, it's more an education effort to spread the word about broadband, what it means, what you can do with it, why it's better, things of that sort. That's really kind of pretty sensitive. I'm not sure how we're going to kind of make that all work out. And the other thing still that's starting to bubble is the Country Thunder impact analysis, which we're working, Teddy's working on this a little more than we are, but talking to the promoter, talking to the Marine Living Extension folks who
George did mention yesterday that he had had a conversation with Brian, that you were in that, mm-hmm. you were not in that conversation. Good.
Yep.
Good. Brian's a very energetic and very, very nice person to work with.
He was. He was great. Yeah. I don't think there will be any problems.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, the short and sweet of it is the Farm Fresh Atlas is of 2012.
Thank you.
I think I presented these to the committee again last year. This is a partnership with a variety of organizations where we list farmers, businesses, and farmers markets in southeast Wisconsin. Our map area covers 10 counties. Thanks to Supervisor Decker for delivering some to Pringle. We find it every year, it just is a better and better resource and as far as connecting consumers to local farmers and local food. So.
And they're going fast.
Yes,
so I'm
so
just
get them now.
If you know of any place to distribute them, I take them now because I'll bet you in 2 weeks her supply will be depleted.
And this one on page 9, number 21, the Capra Farms. These are personal friends of mine, so please bring with them and find an egg because Judy is pushing her eggs on me all the time.
Is there, number 21. Is there organic in here?
Yes, you can. If you look at the icons, folks that are certified organic,
okay,
it does show.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's USDA organic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any questions about them? And I would appreciate if anybody does know of places to take them. I am happy to share them in quantity.
Put those on the supervisor's desk.
That's a great idea.
Okay. Do you want me to take them?
That'd be great. The other thing I was thinking was we should do both because new outgoing supervisors
right.
and incoming supervisors.
Right.
So.
Well, and what time... Is there a new supervisor orientation?
Yes, new supervisor orientation will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. And Steve
okay.
and I are coordinating that. It'll
okay.
be from 2 to 5:30. So.
Okay. I'm going to try to be down there for that. That'll be a really long day.
By the way, did the invitation go out from the county clerk's office to all of you yet? Have you seen it?
No.
About new supervisor? Okay. Because I sent
it
to her. It'd be email. It's an electronic invitation.
Oh.
Because our conversation was that we'll invite the new supervisors, but also include... returning supervisors who would want to attend. Sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't. But
yeah, so that would be good to get.
Okay, I'll bring you. What would you like me to bring you? Bundle back mm-hmm. tonight.
Yeah, and then the youth could all have them too.
Oh,
take home to their parents.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Good. Okay, great. All right, any other questions for our educators? I don't think that was really a question, Mike. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
Well, you can't. You're going to the other meeting. You're not moving to adjourn.